Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details. Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free. Select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams. One coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
This shit makes me so angry, dude. I've had an Apple Watch for like a while, but like, so when I check the time, it feels regular. But if you sit there with your wrist out reading something in front of something, I didn't know how disrespectful it feels. It's the most pretentious way. I don't want to read this bullshit. Did you get the small one?
Yeah, bro.
You got the baby wrist,
yeah,
bro?
Dog. Well, here's the thing.
No, not here's the thing. No, you have fucking baby ass wrists. Going? Yeah, we've been going, dude.
So we're going to talk about Apple Watches. I got the smaller Apple Watch because I have a small wrist. So a smaller watch makes my wrist look normal size. Because if I got the big one, nobody looks dumber than somebody who has a giant watch face on a small wrist.
Like 100%.
You see those people, like, they move and that shit just clanking around like a necklace.
I really do hate when
every vendor in New York has like a watch that just hangs out by the pinky over there.
Let me ask you a question though. Did you, when you were like younger, you never wore like saggy ass watches like that? Because I did.
Yeah. There's a watch in my room that I used to wear, I think probably like 4 to 5 years ago in college, I think. And the watch face, you could probably put on like a Toyota as rims and it would be like legit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Huge. Yeah. It's the size of like a personal pan pizza.
Dude, yeah, exactly. Like, it's literally. I used to wear it on stage and I was looking at an old video and it's the most obvious thing in the picture.
Oh, like no one's paying attention to you as a human. They're just looking at your watch jingle jangling.
I don't know what that is. It's like your first watch. It's not even the first digital watch. It's the first analog watch you get that you got to flex the size of it. Like when it's got the hands, that shit got to be big as fuck.
I wonder why that is.
I think it's like, I know how to tell time. It's like, yeah, you're 19. You should.
Here's the funny thing, dude. When someone gives me that shit, I don't know what time it is. Someone asks me what time it is, in that pressure of a moment when I'm wearing like an analog watch, I don't know what's happening. If you don't give it to me, if I don't look when it's 30 or 12, I'm fucked, dude.
Yeah.
If it's out on 12 or 6, I don't know what's happening. Maybe 3 and 9, I'm good. But then it's in the middle, floating in the middle, and someone's like on the street being like, what time it is? And I'm just like, it's 4,
it's
5,
the apocalypse,
7.
And you just run out, yeah.
I don't even look at my watch. I look at my phone.
Yeah.
I love watches.
Big watch guy.
But I don't look at the time. Like, really? I look at my phone. Because I don't, even though this is like a nicer watch, I still don't trust
flex.
It. Yeah, flex, dude.
I love analog watches. Because you generally know, like, okay, I need to be here at 11. Okay, the hand is 3 ticks away from 11. I'm good on time.
But you trust that? But you trust that because your phone is run by, like, you know, satellites and shit. CIA, like, it's
that is
like,
true. I've had the watch battery die on analog and be oh, we good, boy. I got to be there at 6 p.m. And it's like 1. I'm like, where am I? I'm just kind of a little blackout.
Yo, did you ever switch time when you were a kid, like, on the... like in the house to fuck with your parents?
No.
I've did that a bunch of times.
So I used to get them going?
Oh, dude.
That was before cell phones that really had like...
Right.
So if you made it say 8:30 a.m., it was 8:30
a.m. That shit was 8:30 a.m.
It was 8:30 a.m.
I know. And we had like a big ass grandfather clock that was like dong, dong. So like you could fuck someone up because you're counting the dongs.
Yeah, and that's also the central clock. So every clock is based off that clock. Like, they're like, oh, that would never betray us.
Exactly.
You were just betraying them the whole time.
Yeah, dude. Counting the dongs. That's the name of my first comedy album.
Sounds pretty good. Counting the dongs, dude.
Counting the dongs?
Yeah. Dude, speaking of time, how do you feel about that app Waze?
Okay, listen.
Do you think it's worth saving the 30 seconds?
Listen. If Waze is going to pay us money, then it's the best app I've ever had in my life.
But since they're not, fuck them.
Dude, Waze is the fucking worst. Use Waze, I feel like you're a fucking child. Dude. You're a child. You look at the fucking display. There's icons everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I'm playing Tetris. There's too much shit. I don't know where to look.
It is weird. And the way that makes me feel is like Waze makes you drive like you always have drugs in the car. Like, you're just like, left, right, left. Like, I feel like I'm in Ocean's 11 at all given times. Like, you can't take that many left-hand turns and not have a little bit of cocaine in the Ford Fiesta somewhere in there. Like, the racing and all that stuff. And also, since it's a free app, they do all these like ads, like you said.
That's what I'm saying. But
they never make sense. It's like, do you want to go to Macy's? Ads, 47 minutes. Yep. Let me just go add Macy's on an app I want to save 5 minutes on. Just throw Macy's in the mix. You know, yeah, I'm trying to get a new blazer.
You know I'm late.
Right.
You know I'm late by how erratic I'm driving and how fast I'm driving. You know I'm late.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't need to go to Denny's right now.
Dude, I feel like it's more dangerous than chain smoking. It takes off more years than a pack of cigarettes.
100%.
You don't get there feeling rejuvenated, like, saved a minute. It's like, motherfucker. You might save 30 seconds, but you lost 30 days on your life. Just stress. Like, your body is just going through some work in there.
Oh, dude, my hair is going to go Anderson Cooper quickly. Quickly.
Dude, because it's always like they want you to make that left turn that's behind you. Like, how do I or like you, they want you to make that left turn and you look and it's 25 feet in front of you and it's just bricks of traffic. And you're like, why am I here? I regret it every time. I'm like, I could have just been late 2 more minutes and chilled on a highway.
But I don't use Waze. I don't use Waze because I can't, like, the display, I said it again, dude, display, it just looks like I'm watching a cartoon. There's too much shit happening. Do you remember when MySpace fell apart? Uh-huh. Do you remember that? Do you remember how it looked? There was shit everywhere.
Yeah.
And I was just like, your brain doesn't know where to look. That's what Waze looks like to me. It looks like the month before MySpace fell off when there was just shit fucking everywhere. And it's not worth saving 30 seconds. I don't care.
No, not at all. The one good thing is it'll tell you like when cops are coming up.
But does it? I don't trust that shit either.
No?
No. I don't trust because think about the person that drives by a cop and goes, well, the first thing I need to do is let everyone else know. I don't know if I trust that person either. I don't trust you. Why would I trust you?
Yeah.
To let me know there's a fucking cop. Also, cops can move.
What if the cop is just on Waze? He's like, son of a bitch.
Of course,
we've been burnt out again, Johnson.
Of course.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't like, dude, it's the same, the same type of person that would report a cop on Waze is the same type of person that does like a Yelp review of like the DMV. Go fuck yourself, dude.
People do Yelp reviews of DMV.
I know. Wild. There's no point.
Right.
There's no point. It should be 0 stars. This place sucks. ... Everyone fucking knows.
Dude, McDonald's has Yelp reviews.
Like, no, it doesn't.
You swear to God, every McDonald's in the world has Yelp reviews.
What does it say?
They're hilarious. Like one time, this is early, early YouTube days. I remember I made a video on like weird Yelp reviews. Somebody found a staple in their burger. I was like, you can't even get mad about that. That's hilarious. It's like, where even in a McDonald's establishment, besides maybe the back office where they like do hours and paychecks, how are you gonna a staple in there?
Like one.
And it wasn't like into the patio to like keep it in place like a toothpick on top of the burger. It was just chilling. It was like next to a jalapeno. No, it was under the bun.
Oh,
I mean, but then again, like that could have been something like she was a bitchy ass order. She's like, I wanted breakfast at 11 and it's 11. And then she just threw a staple in there. It was just like, that's what you get, bitch.
Dude, wasn't there a story? Like maybe a year or two ago when there was a woman that was working at Taco Bell and she was shitting into like the meat or something.
There was something like that.
I'm getting the details wrong, but like someone was working at a fast food place. You're fucking reading the goddamn watch again on the fucking podcast.
I'm sorry, dude.
Dog.
It's about my Chicago trip, dude.
I understand.
I'm panicking right now.
Buddy, I understand. I don't even care, but it's just so funny. Like, it's so funny that I'm talking in the corner of my eyes, you go, yes. And you're just reading small little bitch watch. You could have got the bigger one and no one would have cared.
Tamagotchi, bro. Chill.
Dude, I hope that motherfucker dies, dude. I hope that motherfucker dies.
What I want to get is just take the Apple Watch band and just connect it to a Tamagotchi.
Yeah.
People would... That'd actually be hard. If a rapper did that, the whole world would do it, actually.
Dude,
speaking of rappers, sorry to cut you off on your point. I'm at Kevin Gates this week.
Kevin Gates?
Kevin Gates.
I got two. phones, one for the man. Does anyone know the rest of that?
No, that's
I got two phones, one for the, my brain goes one for the mall and one for the ball. That's what I want to say.
Well, that makes sense, though.
Fuck, it does.
You know, you got your daytime phone, your nighttime phone.
I got one for the mall,
for
like
the
I
mall,
go pop
and
tags.
One for the ball. Wait, and then, like the ball? Like,
a, like, ball, like balling. I don't know, basketball? I don't know.
I thought you meant like...
One for the mall.
Wasn't that what they used to call dances back in the day? Like, let me take you to the ball.
The ball. Okay, yeah.
That's what I thought. I was like, mall in the day, ball at night.
So I was thinking ball.
Oh, basketball.
Yeah.
Hall?
One for the mall.
Stall?
One for the mall and one for the stall.
For shitting. Could you imagine being that rich? You have a phone that's just permanently already plugged in your bathroom where you can just go in and just... It's there.
I feel like you need that at this
That's
point.
That's pretty
cool. Dude, do you ever have moments where you go shit without your phone and you just fucking panic?
Oh, yeah. You just read the back of toilet paper and there's nothing on there. Buddy, I'm like, gonna count the threads in this.
I'm like reading the tag on my shoe. I'm just like, oh, God, 98% cotton.
I'm a size 10 and a half. No say.
Are you 10 and a half?
10 and a half, yeah.
I'm 10, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck, you got me by half.
I used to be 11. See,
what
see,
happened? You used to be
no,
11?
No. You know how I was saying earlier with the giant watches?
Dog, I thought you were checking your watch again. I was going to fucking fight
I'm
you.
I'm not checking my... no, but you know how back in the day it was like, you had to have like a giant watch face. Yeah. I think it was the same thing where like trying on the shoe, they'd be like, yeah, you feel like a 10. You'd be like, yeah, but hose a trip if I was an 11. Like, you're at a journey's nobody cares about your van size. I think there's a little bit of like a guy's mentality. It's like, if you can fit that, like you don't do half, you bump up.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Dude, of course. Like, because that whole saying of, like, big hands, big feet,
right.
Big ass dong,
yeah.
You don't want to walk into, like, you don't want to walk into a Nike store and right. Be like, excuse me, sir, I was inquiring if you have a size 4.5. Like, you know
that, or if you're, like, bowling with a chick, like, every time.
Yo, I freak out!
Yeah, you're like, yo, I'm a size. She's like, what size are you? You're like, 13. Like, you? Yeah. You're just bowling in Ronald McDonald's shoes.
Yeah, you're like, size 13, just put both your feet in this fucking thing. Just hopping around. Bowling,
yeah,
dude. I do panic, bro, because bowling shoes run big.
Yeah,
right. Uh-huh. They run fucking big. So I'm a 10 in like regular shit, but I'm not gonna lie, I'm probably about a 9.
Dude, if bowling you shoes into the single digits, girls are like, I ain't fucking. You friend zone yourself if you're in the single digits.
Oh, dude, you're not fucking unless you're with her. You're not fucking if you walk in there and go single digits. I'm sorry, dude.
Oh, bro, you got to text the guy at the bowling alley. Like, yep. Yo, I'm pulling up. Change that 9 into a 0. Add a 1 in front of it.
Yeah.
Yo, that's a 10, baby.
That's a fucking 190, bro.
Right? Because you order yours. Like, yeah, I'm a 9. She walks up. She's like, I'm an 8.
Yeah.
You're like, well, this is awkward. Yeah. And hold for a Harley Davidson.
There's a Harley Davidson outside, dude. Is that your dad?
Yeah. My dad does the complete opposite. He's just a Prius.
You know what's funny? In my head, I don't know why. This is based on literally nothing. Uh-huh. In my head, your dad is going through a midlife crisis. I don't know why. Based on who you are.
I think I'm going through a midlife crisis. No, my dad just retired. Like, he's chilling, dude.
Yeah?
He's literally just chilling.
No dude. Midlife crisis? My dad went through a big midlife crisis.
He had one a while ago. He bought like a red sports car.
Oh, yeah.
Traded it in for a Prius, and I was like,
oh, dude.
Yeah.
That's a big downgrade. Does your dad take testosterone?
No.
Really? My uncle takes like hella testosterone.
Really?
Yeah, it doesn't really do. I don't know why. He says that he like feels better or whatever. I guess it's just to get a rock hard penis. That's like pretty much it, right?
Dude, what age do you kind of
give up?
Yeah. What age is the dick fatigued? Is the dick just like white flag?
Buddy, it's different with everyone. My dad swears on his life that he has no problem getting hard. So, like, I'm just hoping that
you
I...
You guys talk about that a lot.
Oh, dude, my dad and I talk about everything, bro.
He's just all quiet in the room, and he's just like, see, Michael, my dick still works. You will take out the trash. All right. Yo,
I just high-five him, like, let's watch more ESPN. Yeah. But, my dad and I talk about everything, dude. Because he fucking left my mom early. So, like,
The divorced dad. Yeah, right. That's a different type of dad.
Still phenomenal. Like, he's still a phenomenal, like, father figure. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, we have this, like, pretty unique, like, friend relationship. Like, dude, I know crazy shit about my dad, just like sexually, you know what I mean?
Wow.
Like, he has, like, yeah, I know how big his
dude,
dick is.
I don't even
is.
Know,
like,
if my dad's ever had sex. Like, really? I don't even know how I got here. I don't talk about shit about my dad.
Really?
I was telling you yesterday about the first time my dad brought up sex to me.
Oh, right,
about
please.
That?
Yeah.
So I used to have a bit about this, how my dad told me about sex. I do it sometimes on stage. But my dad, this is 100% true, he compared it. He sat me down one day and he goes, Trevor, your father, I can't even get through this. I'm gonna set this up differently. He talks to me and he goes, okay, Trevor, so your mother has a garage and I, I'm sorry, getting jittery. So your mother has a garage and I, your father, has a limousine. Compared his dick to being that of a limousine and said my mom's vagina was a garage. And I, like, the confidence you got to have to be like, what is the biggest car out there? Not like an SUV, a Suburban, an Astro van, but just a limousine.
A limousine. So he's saying that he's hella long, but
he's
still
like,
skinny.
Bro, I don't even fit all the way in there. Because just picture the visual.
He's
of
yeah.
a limousine going in a garage. Bro, you're not getting past the first door.
No. He's like, guess what? Guess what? Sometimes prom people call me to rent my dick to get them to prom. That's what he said to you. And then he said, your mom has a garage. Like, is it a single garage, a two-car garage?
No, we had a fucking three-car garage back then. I don't even know. Just,
wow.
Yeah. It's just a hilarious visual. Like, because I remember this, and he was like, how the fuck do you remember? I was like, oh, maybe because you told your son you had a fucking limousine for a dick, you goddamn transformer.
He's a dude. And by the way, what do you mean, how do you remember?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Scarf. The most important conversation of my entire life.
Yeah.
You don't think I'm going to fucking...
That is a big day. And I think in his mind, he was like, this is a good analogy. There's no way he had to think that one over. I think he improv riffed that one.
That's what I'm asking. That was my next question. Do you think he was in the kitchen when you were asleep, waiting for you to get up, pacing back and forth, just writing a script out for himself? Or
dude,
do you
no
think
idea.
He went up and was like, dude, I'm just going to whose line this is anyways, this conversation. Yeah. I don't care.
He said it as if, like, single soccer moms would, like, overhear him. Like, oh, did you hear that man over there? He's got a limousine dick. Oh,
you seriously? He said it with that
dude,
type of, like...
Like you, that's something you would say to brag. Like I'm your son. You don't need... Bro, you could have a 2-inch dick. I'm here. It doesn't even matter. Like, the fact that he brought that up, he said it almost like flex. But, yo, son, I don't know what kind of fucking 2-door Fiat you working with, but I got a limousine. I was like, Dad, I'm 8 years old.
Dude, my dad swears he has a tiny penis. Like, it's almost like when he was young, he was real embarrassed about it. And then he just, at one point, he was like, guess what? I got a fucking tiny cock. Come at me. If he gave me that talk, he'd be like, listen, it's very much like my Vespa goes into your mom's.
Yeah. Did you do a few burnouts in there? Get a U-turn, break a spoke, and run out. I just think it's such a funny visual. And hypothetically, you have a son today.
Right.
He's 8 years old. He's making a pot of mac and cheese. It's pretty advanced for an 8-year-old. How are you telling him that you're having sex?
Eight years old is too early, bro.
Really? And this day
and age? How old were you when you started jerking off?
I think I was like 7th grade.
7th grade, dude.
6th or 7th grade.
Okay, 6th grade's 12, bro. So you were 13 when you were jerking off.
Ah.
Or no, you were 12 when you were jerking off. So 8 years old, dude, you're not even really getting hard yet. 8 years old's too early.
That's the cootie phase.
Oh, dude, we're still at the cootie phase. Seriously.
Yeah.
You don't have any hair yet unless
you're
Italian.
And then a flip just switches. Then you're like, cooties? And like, more like coochie. How do I get that?
Yeah,
like,
oh, my God, yeah.
Put the crayons down, bro. What?
You go from like pushing girls to being like, what if I hug them? Like, it's just, it's a total fucking change.
I think what it is in 8th grade, that's kind of when some of your classmates start to mature. Mm-hmm. Like, do you remember the first girl that got titties in like in middle school?
Oh, dude, it changed the game.
Everybody came back from summer break. This girl Jamie had a rack on her, and we were all so tense. Like, yo, is this chill to be? Is this like cool? Like, is this?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Don't we be like talking to her with our eyes up? Like, what's up? Yeah, the weather's great. Oh,
you were up. I was always down. Oh, yeah. I was always looking at my fucking like my Payless shoes. Like, yeah, anyways, Jenna. Ours was Christina. Christina Scalco.
Christina's a big titty name.
But
a girl named Christina has the biggest tits I've ever seen.
Dude, honestly, shout out to Christina Scalco. I think she's married at this point, but she's still super bad. She's still very, very attractive. Anyways. But yeah, she was the first one in our class to get like, dude, bazoongas on this lady. Well,
and it wasn't even like a plant grown. It was like, okay, here's a seed. Here's a goddamn oak tree. Like it went zero to sequoia tree real quick. Like it grew like it was a.
Yeah.
Like I remember the day I remember she had titties. She was on the swing set and I was on the jungle gym bars a good 50 yards away. And I was like, yo.
Right. Dude, I remember the first time I realized that Christina Scalco had boobs, dude. She was actually on the jungle gym. She fell off, but she fell chest first, and she bounced right back up, and she stood on top of the jungle gym, and she was surprised. Everyone was surprised, and we were like, yo, she got bazoongas. But I'll tell you, it went from 0 to 100 as well, her bazoongas. She came back from summer break, and it was as if – you ever, like, go to, like, a party store, and you have to, like, blow up those balloons? It went from her just having those deflated balloons into, like into this big fucking, and she just walked around. Yeah. I think she had probably has back problems at this point.
Yeah.
Because she has like a 5'2 frame, just stay,
dude.
And I was so scared to even talk to her.
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, it's crazy because like the amount of pressure you get, because then every dude is just looking at you.
Yeah.
And then like every other girl's like, why don't I have titties yet?
I know. Like, I hooked up. I made out with Christina Scalco in sixth grade.
Nice. Like,
yeah, but it was before the bazoongas.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nobody wants that. So you fucked a movie star before the movie came out. That's like a girl saying she slept with me in college. Like, I wasn't shit back then. What the fuck? What is that good at?
I didn't have a lady Apple Watch then.
Yeah. All right, bro. All right, dude. This was for a brand deal. Now I'm just, hold on. Sorry, I'm just reading an email.
Fuck you,
bro. Booked another club, you know.
Fuck you.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator. Roll with the sausage breakfast burrito. Buddy it up with a honey buddy. Or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes. And then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Anyways, I do want to know, how would you tell your son how sex works today?
Like, funny answer or for real?
Because
here's the real answer. This might sound a little weird, but I literally think I would just... Oh, maybe this sounds awful. Maybe I shouldn't say it, but I don't care.
I'm going to bring my wife in front of him and fuck him in front of him because he's a visual learner. And maybe if he sees his dad do it, he'll never want to do it.
Yeah.
There are dads probably like that. You know, it's like the whole, like, you catch him with a cigarette, I'm going to watch you smoke every pack.
Yeah.
You catch your son jerking off, I'm going to watch you. You got to watch me fucking tire night, dude.
Daddy, I don't
want to have sex anymore. Good.
Or you catch him jerking off and you go, yo, you got to bust all your nuts until there's none left.
Until this entire bottle of lotion is gone. But Daddy, that's the Costco size bottle. Better get your left forearm warmed up, Johnny.
I just see him 6 a.m. He's weeping. I don't want
He and shows up to school just crying, but his left hand is the softest thing ever. Softer than a velvet couch.
His right hand just looks like the fucking rock.
Like when Quagmire found out about porn for the first time.
Oh my God, I'm
dying. Everybody shares what they did in class for the weekend. What did you do? I went to Guam. I went to a field trip. I went to Chuck E. Cheese. I jerked off till I cried. What's jerking off? You don't want to know.
Don't ever tell your dad you know about jerking off.
So that's what you do? I'd make a fuck in front of him?
No.
There's for sure been dads out there that have done that method.
Dude,
though.
I've literally heard like real stories where it's like the way they get their like son through whatever is they have a hooker and they have their son like fuck the hooker and be like, all right, that there it is. Yeah, dude. That shit is like, I mean, it's not even borderline illegal. Like, it is illegal.
What part of Nevada was this that you saw this to? That's actually, because in a dad's mindset, I feel like the dad's right. Like, I'm doing the right thing.
Yeah, of course. I mean,
you're not going to find any feelings for this girl. You're just going to get your dick rubbed on with some vag and get out of here and go back to eighth grade.
Yeah, but here's the thing, dude. Do you honestly think that person that was fucking the prostitute as a whatever-year-old, you don't think he left there being like, I love her?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
oh, bro, he wrote to her later that night through MySpace.
Oh, yeah, dude. They became fast pen pals. but I literally, I don't know. This is what I would think I would do right now. Who knows when I have kids. But I legit think, you ever watch, like, that, like, artistic porn where, like, they look like they have feelings for each other? Where you're like, oh, I think they're married. No?
Is that only on HBO?
Maybe.
Artistic?
It's artistic. It's like X-Art. Porn or whatever the fuck.
It's a website?
I don't know, man.
Is this only for like Juilliard graduates? How do you get this password? Artistic porn? Artistic. So if they have any feelings, it's suddenly artistic?
Yeah, dude. No, I'm telling you, man, because they like look in each other's eyes. They have like passionate dialogue before. Like, I met you. I knew that. Like, it's as if you're watching like a married couple as opposed to the porn that we're normally watching where the dude takes out a bat and just beats her in the face.
What? Bro, that's BDSM, dog. That's normal for you?
Yeah,
pull out that baseball bat. Whack.
Yo, that's where I start, bro. That's where I start.
Jesus Christ.
Anyways,
dude.
but there is a type of porn.
Where are you going with this?
No,
porn.
Let me finish, bro. Okay. I'm just saying, I'm not going to have my son watch like some crazy porn. I'm going to I'm going to sit down with him and be like, "All right, and then we're going to watch like the X-art
porn." So the director's cut.
Yeah, I don't want. Yeah. Yeah, I'll walk him through it.
See right there, we landed that load on the forehead. That's what you do about 5 to 6 dates in. Not a first date.
Well, unless you're dating the right woman, and then you can do it the first date.
See, look, son, that's a condom. You want to use one of those
things. I'll be like John Madden where I'm like circling the fucking, and that's where you come.
And you look here, that is a wedding ring, but she's not wearing one. Somebody's cheating. That's a foul play on the game. 10-yard penalty.
Throw in the flag. Legit though, I would do that. I would show him the thing, and then and be like, I literally be like, do you have any questions? Because this is what your mom and I did to make you. Do you have any questions?
He's like, can I go back to playing Fortnite? You're like, yeah, we're done here.
Yeah, sick. Here's the thing though, dude. Everyone at that age, 8, 9. I mean, what age do you think people at this point are looking at boobs? They literally have a phone in their pocket.
You know what's the funniest thing ever?
They're looking at boobs. Yes, sir.
You know the first porn site I ever went to?
Oh, give it to me, dude.
When I was probably 6th, 7th grade. It was like on a laptop. The first porn site I ever went to was boobs.com.
That's not a real one.
It was back in the day. I swear to God,
dude.
Back in the day.
Is boobs.com still happening?
I hope it is still around.
I'm looking it up right now, because I had
the entire internet. I had the internet at my fingertips, and I was like, boobs.com. And it popped up, and I was like, it worked.
Oh, my God. Please work. We're going on boobs.com. It's real.
Bro, that's a great domain name. I'm sure if you type in ass.com, tits.com, dick.com.
Here's a funny thing. Boobs.com. Is, I don't know the technical term, but like a surname, whatever the fuck, for bustytube.com. You know what I mean? Like you type it in and it redirects you to bustytube.com. Oh, dude.
But I went to the OG boobs.com where you went to that site and it just said boobs.com. And then there's titties. And I was like, and I like panicked.
Dude, this site is terrible. I feel like these are the porn stars that
I gotta turn away. I can't look at porn too early in the day.
Really?
Fucks up your whole day.
Oh yeah, your whole day's done.
You looked at porn too early and then like gone outside and you feel like everybody's looking at you differently.
Of course,
you're all like hunched over,
buddy. You just feel like a walking
hunchback
gremlin.
Of Notre Dame. Yeah. Dude, that's actually how that movie started. Everybody thinks it's like a Disney animation. The guy just jerked off too early and then just started walking around.
And he just became that? Dude, yeah. That's actually what you become. Dude, if you jerk off too much. You become the hunchback. Yeah. Because to jerk off that much, you're hunching over, and then you just start, like, after 17 jerk-offs, you just...
After your dad forces you through an entire bottle of shea butter, you know, it's like, you just become that person.
Do you use lube when you jerk off?
Varies all over the place.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, who are these people that go dry jerk-offs?
Jail.
Word.
How do you... You just jerk off your own tears in jail. You're like, only 19 more years of this shit.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. Maybe you like poop in your hand. I know. It's too much, maybe. Maybe too much.
We were doing
good
talking about limousine dicks.
And then it got crazy.
You know what's actually crazy? People get tattoos of like naked women on their arms, right? It's like shit.
Okay.
And if they go to jail, they jerk off to that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then their roommates also jerk off to that. It's like, you done with your left arm yet? Throw it up on the top bunk.
But they don't even call it left arm. They go, are you done with the porn mag? And you go, God damn it. And then you just fucking put it up there.
What if he like covered it just so it was like a nip slip with his hand? He's like, you want the rest? Let me get that pudding pack tomorrow. Doing deals for it.
Give me that fruit cup, you bitch.
That's so funny, dude.
Dude, you hear about in jail, they fuck your kneecaps. Like you put your
really?
Yeah, dude. You like get in like Indian or not Indian style. You put Chris your like
a, applesauce.
Yeah, Duck Duck Duke fucking
mad holes to fuck.
Yeah, dude. But you squeeze your arm like that, and then they fuck in between your arm.
Really?
Yeah, that's not.
I've always heard like so many rumors about banging in jail. Is that all that true?
I mean, listen, man. There's a lot of people in prison. I'm sure all of it's true. You know what I mean? It's just the same concept as like there's 8 billion people and. At every second of every day, you can think of the most wild shit, and
somebody's
it's probably happening. Like right now, someone is taking a Tosa strudel and they're shoving it in their nose to Aladdin. Right now, 100%, it's happening. Right now, happening. It's happening.
That is true.
It's crazy to think about.
Every sexual fantasy you can think of happening right now.
It's currently happening right now.
There's a guy getting his ass beat by 14 midgets, and he's just coming everywhere.
Oh, he's coming everywhere, and he's filling a Gatorade bottle full. It's happening in Indonesia currently, right now.
That is pretty wild.
Oh,
I don't even want to think about that.
I thought that the porn was still up. I thought the porn was fucking still up, dude.
It might be.
It's not. It's not. It's not. It's not. I can't look at. I can't, dude. That's why I don't follow. I don't know if we talked about this before, but that's why I don't follow Instagram hosts because I can't do it because that early
but
in the morning
they pop up out of nowhere, bro. You could be following like a health and food one. You're like, oh, this is how you be on a diet. Oh, that's gluten free. No way. And all of a sudden, there's a girl holding a kale smoothie, and it's just ass. And you're like, how did you sneak in here?
Oh, they always do. They always do. Yeah. And even like websites, even like regular CNN websites, where you're like, I just want to check what's happening in the news. And then there's like one advertisement where the girl's like, yeah, but don't you want to check these nipples? And you're like, I don't want to check these nipples.
Carl's Jr. commercial. Now I need to jerk off all over again.
Dude, I hate that. I used to have a bit that I used to do where I was like, sex sells 100%. We all know that. But like, it's getting egregious at this point. Do you remember the green M&M commercial? The green M&M?
Where the M&M was like sexy, right?
Yeah.
Bad bitch. She was fine.
She was fine as fuck. And she was an M&M.
Yo,
and
green M&M.
Dude, every single time I saw, I was like, can you leave me alone? Like the M is like outlining her tits.
It's just the M is just her lingerie.
Yeah, dude. And the bit was like, you're giving me fetishes that I don't want to have. I don't want to have a girl being like, what do you want next? And I'm like, all right, well, can you just put green face paint on? And if you just like go like
you have a Shrek fetish? No. Shh, shh, shh. Just put some Hershey's chocolate on, put the green on, we'll be good to go.
Yeah. Oh, God.
It is funny how we can sexualize anything.
She talked hot. She was like, anyway. You're trying to sell candy, dude, to children, essentially. Mm-hmm. Don't over-sexualize candy.
That's the best thing Carl's Jr. ever did, right?
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
It was, dude.
Like, to the point where it got pulled off the air for being too sexual.
But does it make you want to eat a burger, or does it make you want to jerk off? Or both?
I kind of want to eat a burger then jerk off.
Really?
Or vice versa, because you just worked out like 15 calories and you're like, I need to replenish now.
Let me do it.
Well, I'm in the Carl's Jr. bathroom. I should get out of here and go finally get some food here.
Can I tell you the worst combination in the history of the world?
Oh, boy. Yes.
If you're feeling very depressed, mm-hmm. you go get fast food. You bring it back to your house. Mm-hmm. You eat it. And then you jerk off. That is the double whammy of just in the bowels of hell.
But you know what?
In your life. Give it to me.
Right now.
Yes, sir.
Thousands of people in the world just did that exact same thing.
Yeah.
That's your low point? A hash brown and a fucking nut?
Yes. That's one of the low. Dude, you don't. Listen, obviously, there's moments in my life where I feel lower than that, but like, that's just like the perfect storm of not. Like, you're like, oh, what do I need? I feel so shitty. What do I need to make myself feel better? Fast food, I'll feel better. And then jerking off, I'll feel better. And then you put that shit together, and oh my God, you're in the well. Yeah, I'm swimming in a fucking sea of depression. Yeah.
That spikes high on Saturday for those hangover people. They're like, I'm going to get a Taco Bell $5 box, and then I'm going to jerk off to some imaginary box. And it's like, Kyle, just get your life together.
Dude, hangovers are the fucking worst. You still get hangovers?
I get terrible ones. I can't date a girl who doesn't get hangovers, because we got to be on the same level here. Like, I can't wake up and just want to be a trash can, and you're like, let's go hike Runyon.
Yeah,
where the fuck are you getting these pieces together?
Like, how you drank the same amount as me?
Right,
you were vomiting into my Timberland before we went to sleep, and now you want to put on my Timberland?
Is you go to bed at the same level, and one wakes up just feeling like death, and one wakes up like it's either you get the worst hangovers in the world, or you're the most adventurous person in the mornings.
It's weird.
Like, I have a friend, he just wakes up and goes, "Yeah, dude, I just go to the gym and sweat it out." I was like,
yeah, and then I go, oh, hold on. So you walk? You can walk to your car?
Dude,
I can't. I get so hungover at some point, I'm like dizzy. Like, I don't throw up that night. Mm-hmm. I throw up I'm the morning after vomit. Dude, I'll have hangovers until like 8 p.m.
Bro, I get tough ones like that.
Buddy, when I was in, where was I? I was in Toronto. I was in Toronto doing shows. I had whatever, four shows. After the second show, I had one beer. That night, one IPA, one. How many, Michael? One. I woke up the next morning at like 9 a.m. I felt like garbage. Fucking garbage.
One beer? Was it one different beer. Altitude?
I don't know if it was altitude. I don't know if someone put something in. I don't know. I don't know what happened, but I literally was hungover. I almost had to cancel the shows.
Jesus.
I swear to God.
Off one beer?
Off one beer, dude. Yeah. It's almost as pussy as that watch you have, man.
Okay. I wasn't expecting you to save yourself on that one, but touche.
Dude, I had to. I felt like
I do
a
hate
bitch.
That shit. Like, I've been just like had a girl over and they're like, oh, we'll just drink a little bit of wine. Like, we each have like two glasses and I wake up and I'm like, where the fuck am I?
Dude, wine will fuck you up, man.
Yeah. Wine. Shitty wine. Wine is all like sugary and all stuff and it just.
Oh, dude. Yeah, but I can have a. I'll tell you what, two glasses of wine, two glasses of water before you go to sleep and one like two Advils. For the most part, it works. I don't drink anymore because of these hangovers.
I feel like all that shit's conspiracy theories. Some people are like, dude, if I go to bed and have 14 Jack in the Box tacos, I take some Pedialyte, and then I do 10 jumping jacks before I go to bed. Usually I'm pretty chill in the morning. It's like, but when you're blacked out, you don't prep that.
You know what saves me, bro, in the morning? When I fuck right before I go to sleep, dude? When I fucking get hungover, dude? You know what I do? I do fucking P90X, like only like 25 minutes of P90X, buddy. And then I fuck, and then I take
everybody my...
Dude.
There are people that like swear, they're like, bro, pho, you gotta have pho, dude. Pho takes it away. And I don't know if this shit works, but like everybody has some like style they go by.
Buddy, it's all dehydration. That's literally what a hangover is. So all these people that are like, you know what I do? I go in the ocean, I swim six laps, I fucking high five a dolphin. I feel better, dude. I feel so much fucking better. Yeah. It's like, no, dude, you just had a bunch of water before you went to sleep.
If I take my mind off and I'm usually better.
What do you mean?
Like if
that
I
was some Jedi mind shit you just gave me.
No, but like, because if you lay in bed all day, you're like, I'm a piece of shit, I'm a piece of shit, I'm a piece of shit. Then you go on Instagram, you're like, oh, everybody's more successful than me. Oh, of course you booked a commercial on the day I'm hungover, da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
But if you're like, if you go to the beach or swim and you're doing shit and you stay busy, you kind of just slowly forget about it if you're active. But it's hard to get to that point.
It's not mental for me, dude. It's literally like my vision is shaky. Yeah. I'm nauseous as fuck. It's not like that to me is like a mindset. That to me is like my body's like, hey, guess what? Stop drinking, you loser.
Yeah.
And I'm not even vomiting real stiff stuff. Uh-huh. It's like yellow bowel shit.
Yes, I think the funniest like hangover. They're like, dude, you need grease in your body because your body when
everyone
you drink
says that, yeah.
you just need fast food. I'm like, I think that might be the worst thing for you.
Yeah,
fast food alone will just make you feel like shit, and then you just add that on top.
Oh, dude, if you give me a McGriddle, let me ask you this though. When I'm in the airport, I can eat anything. I'm fine. I don't know what it is.
Really?
When I'm in the airport, I'm like, I need food immediately.
Yeah.
And I always get McGriddles.
Yeah.
I get like Chick-fil-A.
Oh, bro, Chick-fil-A's in airports is a huge move lately.
Oh, you know what's interesting? Chick-fil-A outside of airports, nicest people in the world. Chick-fil-A in airports, they don't give a fuck.
Bro, you're like waiting for it. You're like, ah, say my pleasure, and they're like, suck my dick. Like,
yeah. Oh my god,
and that's what you get. We're open on Sundays too, bitch. And you're like, just close down for the Lord, please.
Yeah. Excuse me, I would like an extra sauce. Go fuck yourself. All right, okay, I'll just get on my American Airlines flight. Goodbye. Yeah, it's a weird dynamic.
Yeah, it is. So we get into how we were fucking throwing bows this weekend.
Oh,
dude.
My God, dude. Ka-ka-ka. Are you sore?
Yeah.
I'm still
sore.
Dude, so for our activity, we went to Brick Gym with one of our really good friends, Vanessa Weingartner. She's a dope trainer. Check her out. But yeah, we went there, and she just gave us a boxing class. It was just me, Trevor, and her, and she was fucking working us out, bro.
Did you know what to expect when we went into it?
No.
Did you have an overall rundown?
No, I never. I did like 1 mile boxing workout with Andrew Schultz, the comic, you know, a couple years ago.
Yeah.
But that was the only boxing thing I ever had. I didn't know what to expect at all.
See, I thought it was going to be more like, you know, when you walk into like a warehouse garage and it's just like a ring in the center and it's all highlighted. And then Sylvester Stallone and Michael B. Jordan are there just boxing. I thought it was going to be like that, where like, we're like, oh, what up, Michael? And then just...
And then everything's rusty?
Yeah.
Why is everything... What is happening? How much moisture is at a boxing gym? Everything is always... Yeah. Dude, people's boxing gloves are rusty.
The
You're like, yo,
Terminator
I didn't know...
came out, they're like, yeah, we're just leaving the equipment from here.
Yeah. Like, how did cotton have the ability to get rusty? Everyone's voice is rusty. Everyone's like, anyway, you got to get in the corner, Rocky. Like,
right.
How was your voice rusty, bro?
Right, yeah. Take a tetanus shot, my guy.
My guy.
Yeah. But I didn't know what to expect. It was a super nice gym. I walk in, and I was very out of place. Because, like, those gyms, they don't have somebody checking you in. You just walk in, and people are just yelling, doing CrossFit, throwing 45-pound plates like Frisbees. And you're like, oh, I don't belong here.
No, I know, dude. They were moving tires. And I want to be like, yo, you don't need to do that, man. You'll never have to do that.
It's not a Jiffy Lube, my guy.
It's also, like, these tires are for, like, construction equipment. You're like, yo, do you work construction? Because you never have to do this ever again.
Nah, it's hilarious when you just see people doing this work.
Yeah, like people like jumping over vending machines. Like, yo, you don't ever need to do that, bro.
Dude, there's some people I follow on Instagram who I need to unfollow immediately. But they just like, they do the tires, they jump on shit, and they're like, check on my vertical. Why, Tom? Why do I need to see you jump onto 48 boxes?
What are you training for? What are you training for? What are you, listen, Marcus, whoever you are that's jumping over 46 boxes, what are you training for, buddy? You work at Office Max. There's no reason to jump this high. Do you need to jump up in the stock room to like grab fucking staples?
Yeah,
why are you doing this?
I've never understood the people that do all that shit. So it was a super nice gym.
It was so nice.
Speaking of the rust and shit, dude, the equipment smelt so goddamn bad.
Well, let's give them a little more details. The actual equipment in the place, because the gym was nice, so the equipment didn't smell bad. You know what did smell bad though?
Boxing stuff.
Dog.
The wraps that went around our hand, dude. That might as well have just been 300-year-old ball sacks I wrapped around my hands because
oh
that's
my
how
God.
Bad it smelled.
Yeah, it smelled like a pharaoh's dick. That's what it smelled like to me.
I thought it was me, and I was like, oh. Like, she was training us, and like. I'm sorry to say this, but she cute, okay? So, because we had the same watch, so you know. No, but the thing is,
hold on, pause.
No, because you,
Trevor has a little bit of. Yeah, Trevor got a little bit.
Shut up! No, but I know
you do.
When you're in the presence of any female and you smell bad, you're like.
Right,
she's automatically gonna think I'm like some fucking like dirty Doritos bag sleeping guy. Like So I was like, is this me smelling? And then you made a comment like, yo, they smell like shit. I was like, yeah, they do. They do smell like shit.
And
it's
then you're
not
like,
me, Old Spice. I smell like Old Spice. Yeah, Old Spice. You smell it? Yeah.
So bad. But dude, The wrap smelled horrible, right? Mm-hmm. But how fucking cool did you feel? Because you like watch boxing and you watch them, they get their hands wrapped up, right?
I wouldn't know how to do that. I have to watch YouTube tutorials.
Oh, buddy, I have no idea how to do that. But so Vanessa, she wrapped us up, bro. I felt so good. I felt like the wraps gave me the ability to fight better. I was like, oh shit, I'm fucking ready.
Dude, I thought that's all we needed. I didn't even know we needed gloves. I thought it was just like a bare knuckle thing, but with just like a little bit of padding on there.
Yeah, dude, I feel like a Street Fighter character.
That's pretty cool, yeah. If I were to just wear that wrap like on my hand and went out in public, I don't think people would fuck with me. I think they might. They still might. They'd be like, yeah, he's an actor. He's on set doing something. There's no way he can fight.
You think so?
I don't know. I feel like it had the same cauliflower ear effect. Like,
yeah.
Like, I felt like a little bit less. I felt like people were going to be a little bit nicer to me the other day. Like,
if you walked around like a karate gi... Uh-huh. With those things, with the wraps on your hands, I don't think anyone's gonna fuck with you.
Right.
Also, you know what's interesting is everyone like always talks about, I don't think anyone's gonna fuck with you. I don't think anyone's gonna fuck with you. What life are we leading that we're consistently worried about if people are gonna fight? I haven't been in a fight in so long. Like, are you walking around being like, yo, you want some, bro?
When I'm drunk, yeah.
Really? You get angry?
Not as much now, but I think back in like college, I got punched in the face by a bouncer one time.
Really?
I 1,000% earned it. And I think it's just me just lipping off, just be like, because when you take creatine and you mix alcohol with it, you suddenly just form into like this bro. You didn't like, you just grow a bro inside of you, you know? It's like a chia pet, but with just testosterone tap out shirts on it. And it's just like, I had this like fucking energy that I never, like, I had this confidence that I wouldn't have. Like, I would talk shit. Like, one time this dude said something to me at a party, and I knocked a cup out of his hands and said, shit. What? And nothing happened. The next morning, I was like, I 1,000,000% deserve to get my ass beat.
Right.
Shame on that kid for not swinging. My guard was down. It felt like a scene from the movie Never Back Down. Like, like if somebody would have put in that song, like it would have been in that scene.
Every fight I've ever been in for the most part has been just around when I have 19 friends around me. That's when I lip too. Off uh-huh. crazy.
Oh, bro.
When I have 16 of my friends in like a frat house.
Dude.
I'm like, oh yeah, you fucking said something? Talk to me. Fuck, I'll get him, Tyrone. And I just fucking push my friends forward as I just move backwards. And then once the dude is on the ground, I scratch his fucking face.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I
like
do that.
Wolverine.
I do that with
and
my
I go,
friend,
what, dude? Bitch? I fucking told you.
A lot of my friends that I like go out and drink with are like buffer dudes. And,
of course.
Yeah. So I literally have been in scenarios with my buddy Eric. Like these two guys that were twins, they actually tried to come at me. My buddy Eric's like, you don't want to do this, bro. The quiet shit. The quiet people can always fuck you up. And then he goes, the two twins are coming at me and they're fucking all lippy and they're coming at me. And then my buddy Eric just goes, yo, you guys don't want to do this. I said, who the fuck are you? And he does this move where he puts his foot behind the guy so he doesn't see it.
Yeah.
Throws him so he trips on himself and then just knocks the other guy out.
Jesus.
And I was like, yeah.
This dude.
All for me.
Jean-Claude Van Damme?
Dude, it was pretty beast. Like that would have been the climax of a film. It was
wow.
Fuck. And then what even was funnier, the two guys got up, right? The knocked out guy was a little out of his mind, a little concussed.
Of course.
I don't know. And then his twin brother starts talking shit to him, like da-da-da-da-da. Then they go at it, and then he swings on his brother.
His twin brother?
Yeah, the brother. So they entered.
But dude, you know
the concussion made him want to swing on his brother.
But you know what's crazy though is like twins have that symbiotic shit.
Yeah.
So if the twin hit the twin that threw the punch is gonna feel the punch.
He felt it, so he just knocked himself out.
Yeah, they just knocked each other out.
So funny to see him throw a guy to the ground, knock a guy, and then the two twins get up and fight each other. And I was like. This is all because of me.
Yeah, you feel like a princess a little bit.
Oh, it's great. I felt like I had like private security on me at all times. Like,
you know what's interesting? You know how like this has happened to me a bunch of times. But if I'm with a girl and then she like starts talking shit to someone else, like some other dude, and I'm like, hey, can you do me a favor? Can you not do that?
Uh-huh.
Because he's not gonna fight you. He's gonna fight me.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just trying to cross the street. Yes, maybe he should have stopped a little sooner.
Right.
But like it didn't affect anyone. And then you're lipping off to him because you know that he can't hit you. But hey, guess what, Margaret? He can hit me.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've been in fights, sure, but I don't got Tyrone behind me.
Yeah,
I don't have anyone. I'm not in a fucking frat house. It's just me and you in Santa Monica. I do not want to get knocked
there's
the fuck out.
So many bro fights in Santa Monica.
Oh my God.
Dude, there's one. A lot of people get territorial with fights. Like,
of course.
I was with my roommate and his girlfriend has a fucking wagon of an ass, and is well known, but she's super dope. Everybody loves her.
Did you say your friend's girlfriend?
Yeah.
That seems crazy disrespectful my friend's girl.
It's like everybody
anyway,
knows.
Her fucking asshole. Like, that's...
You say asshole is weird. No, but she's got a good body. She's very in shape. And my friend is like, he's like 5'9", not the biggest dude. This guy was like 7 foot, goes, hey.
This is my favorite part about these fights. I'm so sorry to cut you off. This is my favorite like thing about story fights. It's like, yo, this dude was 5'2", and this other dude who was fighting, this motherfucker was 9 feet
and
tall.
And weighing in at 7 feet. Yeah. But the guy says something, and then he like says something like, yo, that ain't your man, come over here or something. Just disrespectful. And then my friend just fucking sacked the fuck up, got that tiny man syndrome energy. And he's like, then fucking do something about it. The guy was shocked. He's like, bro, you're lucky we're in Canada right now, so I'd fuck you up. It's like, what does that have to do with anything? He legit said that.
Canada?
He was visiting. He was from out of town.
Oh.
But I was like, have to do with anything? You guys get free healthcare? So if you get your ass beat, you'll just be like, oh, I got the Kaiser down the street.
He can't lose his work visa. So he's like, I can't hit you in the face.
It's so weird. But like, it's so weird how like territorial people get.
Dude.
It's like, okay, fucking let's fly to Toronto then.
Here's another story. Like, I feel as though the amount of fights I got in my own house is astronomically more than outside of my house. And it's a territory shit. You're like, yo, oh yeah? Fuck you, dude. You're in my house at my fucking party, so I'm going to fight you.
Right.
But you're like, you can't say that when you're in a Dave and Buster's.
No.
You know what I mean?
This is my D&B, all right? This corner, me.
This is my fucking party. These are my tickets that I won fair and square, sir.
Yeah. It is so weird. That's funny. So back to the box.
Oh, God. It was so fun.
I didn't know what to expect. I thought we were just going to be, I don't even know what to expect. But
I had no idea. I'm sore, dude. I'll be honest with you.
What do you think you're sore from? Just like, I don't even.
Well, dude, it's a motion that we don't do consistently, dude. Like, you know what? It's not even the punching to me. It's holding your hands up for that long. And like, the gloves don't weigh a lot, but it's like it's like when you hold a baby, like a newborn baby. You're like, I can hold this motherfucker forever. It's only 3 pounds. Or I mean, not three. That's crazy.
What?
But like, yeah, it's
just holding miscarriages. All right. The type of asshole that you'd have to be like,
I know,
I'm
dude.
So sorry you had the miscarriage. It's all quiet. Can I hold him just for the sake of this? Just so I can get like a dope picture for the gram, you know, just get some likes up for some sympathy shit.
Oh my God.
I've been meaning to throw some up today, you know.
Oh my God. Right, and then so you go, like, and you hand it back. You're like, can I have some paper towels? Oh, this is fucking disgusting.
Anyways, oh, you're holding a baby that's roughly 6 to 7 pounds.
6 to 7 pounds, right? And then you're holding it, and you're like, oh, I'm good for like the first 10 minutes. And then it starts getting heavy as fuck. And you're like, yo, am I a bitch?
Dude, I can't hold babies. I panic. I'm really? So still. I won't walk. I don't talk. I just stand there. And I'm like, don't freak out. Don't freak out. And the baby opens one eye. It's just like, it's so weird because people they look at you and they're like, do I trust him with my baby? And then, because I feel like if you hold the baby and they give it to you and it's quiet and then it starts crying when it's in your arms, they're like, oh, way to go, Trevor. Oh, Len, you see, the baby's fucking crying because of him. God damn, I told him about this whole ordeal.
And you're like,
I didn't fucking know. Like, what, was he allergic? I have cat hair on my sweater. Like, what am I supposed to?
You know, it is a funny dynamic, though. When they hand you the baby and then it starts crying, you immediately go, oh, take it back. You're like,
problem solved.
Give
him a titty. I never know what to do, so I'm so like, it's the same. I would act the same holding a baby as I was holding a boa constrictor. I'm like, don't move, don't breathe.
Right.
Uh-oh, it touched me. It's awake. It's licking me.
It's wrapped around my arm.
It's choking me.
That's the same feeling I got with the gloves, though, because the gloves don't feel heavy.
Uh-huh.
But like, once you hold them up by your fucking face for 15 minutes straight,
that's true.
The muscles that I'd never use, like my stabilizer muscles, are so sore right now because I never hold gloves up to my face. Like, I never do that.
Uh-uh. I can't choreograph shit very well. Like, we did some like dance competitions, like for the sorority shit and the fraternities, and it would take me for fucking ever to get it down.
Oh, to learn it.
Oh, yeah. So when she's like, we're gonna do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and I was like, who's this we you're talking about? You guys? I'm gonna do a right hook, run. You know, like,
right.
Like, I was surprised I got it. It took me a while.
It took you so long. Yeah, like, I was watching you. I was watching you box, and it was terrible.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not gonna lie, dude. Your jab wasn't bad. Your jab was pretty athletic. But you throw anything at you, because she had a combo. It was like a jab, hook, like duck a punch and then uppercut or some shit like that.
Yeah.
The duck looked heinous. When you ducked, I was like, oh, he's never played a sport in his life. It looked very, very bad.
No, a duck like that is, I couldn't dodge like a tree branch if I was walking. Like,
no.
So, but dude, I got it down after like 38 you tries.
Did. And it looked good.
I was like, oh, I'm going to sneeze. Never mind. We're good. But when I got that down, I was like, yo, this is dumb. I immediately like wanted to get in a fight, but with somebody who couldn't fight back. Did that make sense?
Of course.
Like, instead of a punching bag, I was like, what about like a guy who's like blatantly racist and maybe doesn't have two arms and he's already on death row? Like, can I, can I square up against
is there a KKK member that's a paraplegic? Because I'll fucking go, bro.
He just looks like a pillow.
He's just that, but dude, that's what his fucking KKK thing is, just a pillowcase, because that's all he needs. He doesn't need anything.
I would fight that guy because when it comes to it, actually getting in a fight, now I know how to stand, you know.
Okay,
but when you're in the heat of the moment, are you remembering the jab, right hook, dodge,
dude? In the heat, every fight I've ever been in. Uh-huh. I don't think I've thrown a punch. My first move is I will tackle this person to the ground.
Oh, you're tackle fighter.
Yeah, because I'm a scrapper.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a big dude. So
squirrely
I need to get, I need to get you to the ground so that I can just grab your nutsack. You know what I mean? Like, that's me. I get you to the ground and I bite and I scratch and I try to rip things off your face. Like a Mr. Potato Head. I try to take your eyeballs off and put them in your asshole.
So I'm the drunk girl that gets in fights at every Taco Bell, just grabbing hair. Like, hell yeah. You stupid bitch. Girls fight so dirty. It's not even about punching. It's like, I will rip off those extension lashes that you bought for $50 a hair.
What's funnier than watching two women fight and then one woman taking the wig off the other woman?
Oh, bro.
That moment where you go... And the fucking wig comes off.
But the thing is once the girl loses the wig, she has nothing left to lose.
Oh, no. See, that's the problem.
And that's where they fuck up. They're like, I'm going to pull the hair, and the weave comes off, and she's just got like the cornrows going on. It's like, you fucked up.
You fucked up.
You just opened up a whole new can of whoop ass.
You know what it's like? You ever watch the movie John Wick? Okay, so John, it's an action movie, but John Wick's, like, the bad guys kill his family, right?
Uh-huh.
And they're so angry because, like, what did you do? Now he has nothing to lose.
Yeah. No, so, for sure.
So that's the same thing as when you get that wig fucking torn off. Bless you, dude.
My dog. Oh, we good.
What are you allergic to?
Small ass watches. No, but dude, I think it's so funny watching these girls fight, and they're always talking. You've never seen a girl with a silent fight.
No.
So I was like, bitch, you want to talk to my man again? I'll just... And then, like, going back and forth, it's like a full-on monologue.
Yeah, and the monologue... Jesus Christ. Dude, shut up, dude. You ever have someone sneeze and you tell them to shut up? It's the funniest thing to me. Because it's the most off-putting.
Everybody's like,
you're like, I can't. Dude, I can't stop it. Shut the fuck up, dude.
My bad, I'm sorry.
But yeah, they're like, pre-fight monologues are never linear. It's, you know what I mean? Yeah. They're all over the place. Like, yo, you fuck with my man. Okay, I'll put you inside my goddamn... You're like, what inside the what, dude?
Do something then. Do something then.
Yeah, they just keep repeating the same thing. I like that, too. Do something. And then you rip the wig off. And like, oh, I did something.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But yeah, dude, I had a great time. I had a great time boxing, dude. And you know what's funny is, like, I was a little tired, but she didn't even give us 50% of the workout.
Dude, I was so tired when I got there. I was off like 4 hours of sleep. I was like, I'll just, swing out some bags. When I left, I was like, yeah, dude, fucking, let's go, dude, go to like Whole Foods, dude. Let's go fucking do like charity work or something after. It felt good.
Yo, you got a vending machine I can jump over real quick, bro?
Got any tires I can just flip onto a car?
You know what I love too is like when. Like CrossFit people would like get too big, and like I have a friend that's a girl that like got kind of too big, and she's like, how come dudes don't want to? Dudes are scared of you.
Oh yeah,
that dudes are frightened of you.
Yeah.
You're too strong.
Like if they nut on you, it's gonna bounce off your six pack and hit them back in the forehead.
You ever come in your face before?
No. No, but I've heard. At first I was like, and then I was like, no, I think it's the thing.
I've gotten close, but I've never actually done
Matrix.
It. Yeah, yeah. I learned that boxing move. Okay, hit, and I just move right away.
You just right hook your cum.
Don't you ever fuck
expecting it to be on the ground? You're like, that's right, bitch. And you check your knuckles. You're like, oh, it's still there. Still
came right on.
Still there.
Dude, my girl does that sometimes to me. Like, what? We'll finish, and then she'll be like, "You want to hug me?" I'm like, "Stop! Get away from me!"
Hug you?
Yeah, because there's semen all over. So she's like, "Hug me, hug me."
Oh boy.
Why
didn't you guys do it?
I don't understand why it got so weird in here. That's a weird thing to you?
No, have you hugged her?
Yeah, dude. I mean, with a fight, I give a
made a homemade fucking Oreo.
Yeah, dude. real talk though with Vanessa, because she showed us a bunch of moves.
Uh huh.
She can fight.
Oh, it's always funny watching somebody who's like a professional like give demonstrations, because like, it's like so casual. Just like, yeah, so she's gonna want to go left, then throw in your right hook, and then when she do like da da ba, and then when she throw that hook and that.
Oh dude, yeah.
It was like I wouldn't.
You think you a fighter?
No. God, no.
Or like winning a fight, I guess, is what I'm trying to ask.
No.
I don't think so either. This is what I'm going to say. I'll be real with you. If I'm answering this question seriously, if it was a stupid street fight in like a Burger King, I think I could win.
Really? How? You just throw because a sauce bag on her? Chicken fries.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I feel like I don't know. I feel like I could do it. But like in a ring with rules and boxing gloves, she would fuck me up.
So why would you win in a Burger King?
Because there's no rules, bro. There's no, and as good as she is at fighting, she's not stronger than me. So I think that if I got her on the ground somehow, I could win because I'm just stronger than her.
Dude, do you see how one kick to the ribs, dude, and you're fucking done.
I'm trying to side kick.
And it was so in motion. The fluidity of it was amazing.
And that pop on the bag was crazy.
I think mentally, dude, you could be like, yeah, I got this. And she throws one hit or something, and then that stuns you. And then she just... Da, 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 da.
I think I could win in a fight if we were at Burger King and she was drunk and I was sober and she was in line and she was ordering. She was like, I'll have the number one. And I was behind her. And I fucking...
I feel like she'd see the reflection off like the register and then just backpedal you and just kick you right in the jaw.
Oh, man.
Imagine if your girlfriend could fight like crazy and you're at a bar and like some dude's talking up to you and she's like, yo, step off my man. You're like, babe, you don't want to do this. Nah. Puts in like a little chew in the back. It's like, nah, you don't want to do this, dude.
I think I would get in more fights than my girl could fight.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would be like, I would just push dudes and be like, get him, baby. I have no problem with that. I don't know, man. No, I wouldn't. Yeah, back to the Vanessa thing. She could be my ass in a street fight. I'm going through this in my brain. Honestly, Vanessa.
Yes.
I'm like in my head. I'm like, if I took you to a Chipotle, I wouldn't.
Do you only fight in food establishments?
That's it, man.
They do have, food establishments do have a lot higher. I've seen so many fights on World Star Hip Hop that were like all in a McDonald's, a Burger King, a Denny's, a Waffle House.
Dude, how do people get? Yeah. No, I was just gonna ask. How is there not a Snickers commercial that's based in a fast food restaurant? You know what I mean? You just have two people trying to fight. Like, I fucking told you to get off my mat. And then her friend just gives her like a fun side Snickers. She goes, I fucking. Anyways, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to. You know what I mean? Like, because all the.
That's going to be on air in 6 months. They're ripping this idea for sure. Trademark. Shout out Sif Socks if you can.
So if you just yell trademark, you good? I don't think so. I don't think it's legally binding.
I mean, we said it first.
I'm just going to walk by Tesla and be like, trademark.
And then they'll just eject you because you don't have that type of money. I think, you know, we said it first, but I was pretty pumped on that. Now I'm curious to know if I'm ever going to use that boxing skills.
I don't think I'll get into a fight again. Like, I don't even know in what world I would get into a fight again. I got all my fights when I was a kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
When was the last time you got in a fight? When you were like fucking 19? I would love you to say like, 2 weeks ago.
Like talking shit or actually swinging?
No, dude, talking shit. I mean, if that's the thing, I got in a fight 14 minutes ago when I was in traffic.
No, same here. It's been a long time.
And it's all the youth shit. It's all the stupid shit that you just like, someone nudge you at a bar and you go, okay, so it was packed. So you feel like you can just fucking nudge me. And the dude's like, I can't walk in here.
Right. Yeah, now it's to the point where like you're old enough. You're like, bro, I got a 401k.
That's what I'm saying, like, dude. I got a Morgan Stanley account.
Like, dude, I'm sorry. I had a TV dinner. I feel like shit, man. I'm sorry. I just
had fast food and jerked off. You think I'm gonna fucking fight you?
He's like, yeah, you're right. Overall, it was pretty dope. I'd go back and do that.
I would like to have the full class because she went baby class on us.
Yeah.
And there was a moment where there was like one workout thing she told us to do. She like told us to do like six punches and then for 2 minutes and then like punch the bag as fast as we could for 30 seconds. And we only did that one time, and I was dead. I'm sure that is like. That's the majority of the workout in like a regular class.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I want to do a full out one because I feel like I would leave and want to kill myself. It just fall asleep on the mat.
Yeah. and then I'd smell my glove and wake right the fuck back up.
Oh, man.
We're back again.
Dude, that smell is when people like fucking pass out, that's the smell they use to like, to wake them up. They're smelling salts. Oh, yeah, yeah. It's terrible.
That stuff was terrible. But overall, it was really dope, and I'm glad we did it.
Yeah, it was a pretty fun experience. Oh, it was great. It was great. Shout out to Vanessa. And we'll plug her. What's up? Oh, Brick? And Brick. Yeah, yeah. Brick Gym in West Hollywood.
Bro name. Brick.
Oh, dude, we met the owner. That motherfucker is made of bricks.
The owner looked at me, gave me the up down. I was like, all right. You can just tell he's like, these guys.
Oh, dude, he gave me the up and down, and I go, KO. Like, I just fell down.
I immediately felt weaker after he did that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude. Also, before we get out of here, it's kind of funny. The bathrooms didn't say male or female. It just said it was either squat or jerk. And it was a picture of a guy doing squats and a girl doing jerks. And I was like, just say dick or vagina. Here's the thing. I don't work out. I don't know where to pee. Now I'm in the women's bathroom. Now that girl has a six pack. She's beating my ass. She's in the wrong bathroom. Now I'm peeing in a backyard. And it's a lot going on.
She's like uppercutting you. I told you don't jerk. You don't fucking jerk. You're like,
Get the fuck out of here.
I don't even know what that means.
My dick is bigger than, wait, what?
Yeah. You're like, how did I end up in a McDonald's? Fucking.
Oh, God. Anyways, that was a good experience. We went boxing. So let us know what you want to see us do. Submit that to stiffsockspod@gmail.com or on Instagram, stiffsockspod. We're pretty responsive on the DMs. So
yeah, hit us up.
Slide in our DMs. Hey. Also, the green peanut or the green M&M. Slide my DM. I'm interested. She a bad bitch.
I'll fuck her. For sure.
Oh, I'm a DM'er right now.
Oh, come on. All right, guys. Thank you for watching, listening on iTunes. Please rate, subscribe, and review. And thank you for listening. We love you guys. Have a good day or night. Peace.